3 Broadway Street in downtown Chico and 691 First Street in Paradise. You can also find us, or find them, I should say, on Facebook. We got a fully loaded show on the way. Derek, if you had to guess, you've seen the rundown. Are we going to get through the whole thing today?
Never.
All right. So.
We always set ourselves up for more than we can handle. Our eyes are bigger than our stomach.
Absolutely.
That's what
correct.
We do here, okay?
Absolutely.
That's what
correct.
She said.
All right. What? My job is to make sure we never do it.
Okay? Yeah.
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 If we ever do, then it was a really boring show.
All right.
That's
I appreciate
what I'm going to say.
Boring and a failure on your part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't, at least on my part. Yes, 100%. All right, let's go.
All right, let's do it. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talking about practice right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. I'm your co-host, Jerome Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomeki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
We have the bathroom bandit himself, the Jew for Jesus, the one, the only producer extraordinaire, Stepman Britt.
Yeah!
All right, like I mentioned, fully loaded show. We got a bunch of nonsense to get to, but we're going to have some fun. We got some tourney talk.
Are we actually going to talk tournament
today? We're going to talk tournament.
Okay, it has been going on for the past 2 weeks, and we have not mentioned it once on the show, which is just beautiful. That's typical us right there.
Yeah, we had to wait till it got to 14.
That's all that matters right now.
Keep track of. Because
no one doesn't love those 2 weeks of basketball right there.
Right.
It's not only
All the upsets happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not only the two best weeks of sporting, probably in all of sports, I would say.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what we do here.
That is what we do.
We just skip over. Don't even gloss over it. Not even mention.
We just skip it over.
Not even worthy.
We only got an hour.
Not even worthy of our breath. Okay? Or your ears, apparently.
Fair enough.
We're not even going to start there yet.
No, we're not starting there. But we will talk about we'll talk about F1 this past weekend. We'll give you some football. And actual American football as well. We may talk NBA, probably not. But first, Brad, can I get my sound up, please? We have to answer the age-old question.
What if the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
So Will Smith answered that for us. What did the five fingers say to the face? Apparently it said slap to Chris Rock last night. This has been covered ad nauseum. If you've been on any social media platform, if you've listened to any show, any commentary show today, it's been covered. So I don't want to go over some of the tropes that we've had around this conversation. Obviously, none of us were watching the Oscars live, because why would we?
I mean, it's the biggest circle jerk to ever watch, and I don't like watching those people in particular applaud themselves over their own. They love the smell of their own farts, those people.
That's correct.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, and I take joy every single year in hearing the numbers of ratings plummet. So, like, every single time I hear, yes, no one's watching. Like, continually speak to nobody. That's what your audience is right now. And then this happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it went from 9 million viewers to 17 million after the incident. And for those of you unfamiliar, which how can you be, Will Smith, in the middle of Chris Rock making a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, got up, walked up, slapped Chris Rock across the face live, and then yelled twice, keep my wife's name out your bleeping mouth. And if you weren't sure, he had to restate that.
Yeah. That was authoritative. Keep my wife's name out your bleeping mouth.
Yes.
Authoritative.
Yeah.
He was. And Chris Rock applauded. I am.
Yeah. He said, I am.
Like, he was like, yeah, 100%. Agreed.
So a lot of ways to break this down. One, obviously, Chris Rock, chin of steel. So shouts to Chris Rock. To be able to keep the show moving was amazing.
He kept a plant foot, man.
Yeah.
The dude, one foot stayed planted the entire time when Will Smith, I'm guessing about 230, 250.
Yeah.
You know, probably 6'3", built dude.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock's not, you know, he's kind of frail.
Yeah.
He was on the sidelines in, what am I movie I'm thinking of right now?
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Movie.
The Longest Yard.
Yes, thank you.
He was on the sideline for that one when they took everybody. All right? So that's going to show you what Chris Rock was doing. So, yeah. And he kept one foot planted.
He did.
Yeah.
And he took it on the chin like a savage and kept the show moving.
Are we all in the assumption that it was real? Like, no one thinks here it was staged? Does everyone?
It seemed like it was real to me.
Having seen Chris Rock's flusteredness afterwards makes you feel like it definitely was unprepared.
Well, Will Smith acting out a character. Remember, this is the same rapper that didn't cuss in his music, dropping the F-bomb multiple times and yelling, keep my wife's name out your bleeping mouth. That's when I knew, yo, this was not staged whatsoever. Because you know these guys are friends, right? Like,
They have to be.
Yeah, and they've done stuff together. They've been, you know, photographed.
I mean, Hollywood's not that big.
Right.
You know, it really isn't.
Yeah,
right? You can fit everyone in that tiny theater right
there. Right, okay? And Black Hollywood's even smaller.
Even smaller,
right.
Yeah.
So you know they travel in the same circles, and, you know, they are friends. I wanted to ask you, so if you're Chris Rock and Will Smith does come out and apologize, y'all still friends after that?
I mean, how friendly were you to begin with?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's because if it was like we're someone acquaintances, then it's over. Like that's like he's someone I have once known in my life.
Yeah.
You know, now it's just Will Smith. I feel
sure.
If you're like really good boys, it's kind of tough because like I know because I understand if my boy. I realize what I'm doing. I'm helping you get laid tonight. That's essentially what, if I was my boy, like, I'm helping you get laid. I understand why, all right? Because if not, she's going to go home with somebody else, okay? Like, all right? That's what's going to happen right now, all right? And his life has already been kind of plastered love life in particular has been plastered all over our media news for quite some time.
Yep.
So it's only adds fuel to that fire that's already brewing. So I think I may be like, all right, I'll take this one on the chin for you because I know what I'm doing. But whoa. I'm hosting a show and you just completely put him in such a compromising position.
Yes. And I realized there is, for anyone who's been in a fight, there's almost a calmness that takes over the air right before that happens. The fight happens, right? Like it almost goes silent and then boom, the fight. And I recognized in Will Smith that look of a man who has just had enough. When he that walk said, I have had enough, sir. And my favorite part wasn't Chris Rock afterwards saying, yeah, got it. I'm not gonna do this anymore. My favorite part was Chris Rock saying, uh-oh. That was beautiful. He recognized what I recognized, and that was a man who had been at the butt of too many jokes over the past year. Because of Jada Pinkett Smith and the position she's put him in with sleeping with Jaden Smith's friend, Jaden Smith being their child they have together.
You paused a little bit too long, I would say, when you said sleeping with Jaden Smith.
Sorry.
Yeah, you paused like, a little bit too long in that Jaden Smith friend. Like that friend should come, Jaden Smith, Smith's friend, that should have come out real smooth, but
you're right.
I do appreciate that still. I appreciate Jaden Smith.
Friend. So every now and then a friend has to catch some misguided anger. We all have a buddy who I won't name who's a member of the TBP family that we've all caught bullets from. Not necessarily physically, but on the verge on multiple occasions, and it's misplaced anger. So I recognize that in a man. And again, when you've been the butt of a joke for over a year and a half now.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a terrible look for Will Smith, obviously, on what should have been a celebration of his career that night.
Yes.
We're all talking about the wrong thing, and it's his fault. I don't fault Chris Rock for it. I thought the joke was pretty mundane, so much so that even Will Smith thought it was pretty mundane because he laughed at first. And then he looked in his wife's eyes and he realized this is not to be laughed at. And I got to do something, which to all you fellas out there, or even women, who has a woman in your life, you know when it's when she's not to be trifled with. And in that moment, Will Smith said, this is not a moment that Jada is going to be trifled with. And what he say to himself, what would Pac do?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had to. I mean, that's what Jada's thinking, you know? Like, that's for sure.
That's man, damn Pac sure.
Right now.
And even in Will Smith's book, apparently, he says he had he wished he had a little more Tupac in him. Now, to be fair, I think Tupac would have brought the toolie out and put it in Chris Rock's face. But even worse look on live TV. So the slap would suffice. And Jada Pinkett better have handled that when she got home that night.
I hope so. I hope it was worth it. I really do. I hope he got some. I really do. For that man's sake. At the same point in time, everyone's trying to say, oh, Jada, with that medical condition and whatnot.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
It's curable. It wasn't cancer. If it was like she losing her hair because
no,
of cancer,
not.
That's one thing.
It's not alopecia.
It was alopecia.
It's not curable.
No, it is curable.
No, that's not what the reports are saying.
It's treatable.
It's treatable.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Like, I'm not trying to say who can take a joke and what not to take a joke right sure. now, but it's like everyone's on blast at that show, you know?
No
and
doubt.
And you all have to have that preparedness right there. And if it happens to a man, we love to make fun of guys losing the hair all the time. Bringing those double standards, ladies, okay? We love to do that. Guys losing the hair joke are prime all over the place.
And plus, with her history with other guys, I feel like that was the least joke that could have been
100%.
Made. Like, it was the calmest
and Chris
joke.
Rock acknowledged that fact,
like,
too.
Oh, come on. That was a yeah. calm joke. Yeah. It was. It really was.
And it was a pretty weak joke, to be honest.
It wasn't even funny.
Yeah. We're reaching back to 97 for... It wasn't a very funny joke at
There's
all.
Other ones you could have gotten
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
But at the same point
it was
time,
enough to set yeah. Will Smith off.
Jada off.
Jada off to set Will off.
It set Will Smith off to laugh. Yeah. He amused.
Fair.
Amused by the corny joke.
And can we ever just have fun? Can we ever just laugh? Why does it always have to be like immediately after? Of course, we had the people like, you know, we have to protect black women and it's not funny to make fun of alopecia. Okay, yes, in the grand scheme of things, yes, you're right. Yes, we need to protect black women. Yes, we shouldn't be making fun of autoimmune diseases. But also, can we just keep it to Will Smith slapping Chris Rock and it being kind of funny and ridiculous and obscene?
I mean, the Oscars better give him another Oscar next year for keeping the Oscars around.
Just for
like,
that,
yo,
yeah.
My man, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know?
New award, Keeping Us Relevant
keeping
award.
Us relevant. Yeah. Nominations are Chris
oh,
Rock.
Man.
And, I mean, I hope they bring Chris Rock back next year.
Yeah,
they should.
Do,
they
I
should bring it back. Run it back, all
as
right?
As a duo.
They should co-host. They should co-host.
Let's see how that goes. Yeah,
that would be legendary.
Wow.
Yeah, it was top five like shocking moment in television history. Obviously, we have the nip slip or the wardrobe malfunction.
Pop culture.
Yeah, yes. Pop culture yeah, with Janet Jackson.
I'll say many other crazy life.
No it's, doubt. Okay, but yeah. Pop culture,
yeah, yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
We have O.J. Simpson with the white Bronco. That's got to be up there.
That's iconic.
I don't think this is up there, but I think it's...
top 15, top 20.
Outside looking in of
yeah.
top five is a Cash Me Outside girl just because it became... It wasn't so shocking. It was just like, this girl's wild. Yeah, not so much.
She burned out. I think this... Not just because of the star-studdedness of it. You know?
How about Kanye West saying George Bush does not care about black people? That had to be up there. Because we didn't know Kanye the way we know Kanye now.
Yeah, that's true.
At the time, given the context, we didn't understand Kanye was Kanye.
And then what about the part when Kanye went up to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
That was a pretty big one.
That was a big one.
That's a nice one, yeah.
And Kanye takes up two seats at the top five. That's to Kanye.
And you got to do the, say the, when they did the wrong Best Picture one. They
oh,
the wrong
yeah.
Best Picture a couple years ago. Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Harvey, yes.
And he did that for Miss America, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Legend.
Yeah.
Legend of the game.
Hey, you want to bring scandal to you? Get Steve Harvey. That's what you want. I want Steve Harvey and Chris Rock hosting next year, okay? Let's see. All right, when you brought the... Who made the Oscars relevant again? Those two people with crazy instances happening in both of them. That's what I'm here for, okay?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You we got to make this happen.
What spin are we going to get every single season? What's going to happen next, you know?
Let's get the truth. trio up there.
I want Meryl Streep to go nuts. You know? I want her to have a breakdown for not winning.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Oh, where's my 15th award? No! Where is it? Bow down!
And if Kanye could announce he's running for president again during the Oscars, then we have a real show.
Yeah. Then I might get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, more SmackDowns. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. If we maybe get a little Jennifer Aniston versus Jennifer Garner action or something.
Oh.
You know?
Battle of the Gens.
There we go, right?
Let's maybe throw in,
you know, all the Gens get in the room. Let's go.
Lopez.
All of them in there. Okay?
Jennifer the Block.
Big fight.
Yeah.
That would be, you know? If you have the same name with somebody, you better start fighting because there's only going to be one.
Yeah.
There can only be one name out there for anybody. All the Mats, you're going. Brads, let's have at it. Martin, you're lucky. There's actually a couple of you. Scorsese's dead, okay? Martin Lawrence is kicking that ass. We all know that.
What about Martin Sheen, Martin Short?
Martin Sheen, obviously old, he's gone.
Yeah.
Martin Short, he's short, done.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence, I think Martin...
he's taking that.
Steve Martin, he doesn't count because he's Steve.
Yeah. No, Martin Lawrence, right.
I think we should at some point in time... In
we
our
should
show,
get a battle royale.
Battle royale of all the names and then see who's the king of all the... Who we'll wins the name battle,
Next week.
Next week.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Next week, battle royale.
Y'all are welcome.
We're breaking down the Steves.
This is why we never get through our show because this stuff. This is brilliant. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you are welcome.
Yeah.
Well, let's
if you have another Martins to nominate, I don't know if anyone's talked on there, Brad.
I mean, not really.
Okay.
We've had Nixon saying the same thing about the chin of steel.
Chin
Chris
of steel.
Rock, but that's about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, from one hilarious incident to another, Nick Castellanos, I swear to God, no one, the three-peat that he has performed in sports will never, ever be duplicated.
Well.
And if you are unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, Nick Castellanos has impeccable timing. This past weekend, while discussing a DUI, this call happened in the middle of Nick Castellanos' at-bat. Let's take a listen.
Charlie Montoya and Pete Walker sitting on the bench, and Salcedo gets a strikeout, and of course Pete Walker was... unfortunately arrested early Friday morning for driving under the influence, and he made a statement apologizing for his actions. Obviously a very significant situation. Charlie Montoya, his quote is, he said, "The Blue Jays and I are aware of what happened, the incident involving Pete Walker, but we're still gathering information out of respect for the process. That's all we're going to say right now." And the Blue Jays as an organization have taken the same path. So, unfortunately, a very significant situation with Pete Walker, very highly respected pitching coach. But the Blue Jays and the organization are going to wait until all of the information is gathered. So he is continuing to serve as the pitching coach, and he's been here today watching these Blue Jays pitchers so far. Three pitchers today, and we're scheduled to see Thomas Hatz, Julian Merriweather, and maybe Anthony Castro throughout the course of this game. And a looper, that's going to drop for a base hit. Castellanos reached out and poked it into right field.
All right, nothing better than baseball announcers having to call the action.
I don't know why he has to make the apology for the Blue Jays coach to begin with, but that being said, way to break the tension, Nick.
Yeah,
appreciate it, my man.
But it gets better.
Right, it does.
It gets better.
Yeah.
Let's hear a eulogy while Nick Castellanos is at bat.
Well, we're going to tell you about a great man, and it's a loss for the Royals family. This is George Gorman, who passed away at the age of 96. He served our country in World War II. He went to the University of Kansas, and so did his son, Pat Gorman, who's been working for the Royals in the clubhouse for 26 years.
Wow.
And that was Pat's father. But that's a great life, 96 years. And Pat, just like his dad, went to KU. He also went to Bishop Ward High School. There's a drive into deep left center field, and there's never a great time to eulogize someone during the broadcast, so we apologize
every time, man.
Oh
my gosh,
I'm glad the announcer recognized the folly in
yes.
What they're doing, but delicious as always. Thank you, Nick, again breaking the tension,
but
from one dead guy to a home run.
There is a Hall of Fame worthy
this is King
call
of Kings, yeah.
Tom Brenneman's last call as the Cincinnati Reds
play-by-play guy, then this is how it went.
Over on the mound, I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Why is it always the Royals with this man?
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset
again. It's the Royals, because it's the Royals then. Because that's what he said KC has the most, right?
Fox. Yeah. I'm going to apologize for the people who signed Mark.
He was with the Blue Jays, the second one. The most recent one.
Okay.
Yeah, Royals passed two times.
Okay, two Royals and a Blue Jay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Legendary.
Very legendary. Wow.
I just wanted to play those sounds because that'll never happen again.
I mean, for Nick, maybe it could.
Maybe it could.
Yeah, the way he's going.
You never know at this rate. The man's got a long career, okay? And people die left and right. And DUIs happen all the time, okay? And people like to say terrible things on the mic, okay? It can happen. Don't let us lose faith.
You got to understand something.
Tom Brenneman did.
I think we need to hire Nick on the show.
I think we should get Tom.
Yeah. He's unemployed. He's got nothing better to do.
Come on, my man.
Oh, you got to just understand now, if Nick Castellanos is in the lineup, this is not the time to have a serious conversation.
I would wait for another batter.
Yeah,
I would definitely wait for another batter. At least another batter. Like, at least don't give him that more shine, because like, there is something about Nick and his timing that comes in pretty perfectly for us as a listener. So I hope it will happen. I hope it happens again, because those are, again, memorable, joyous moments revolving around sports that aren't sports, you know?
Agreed. So shout out to Nick Castellanos, bringing some levity to the sports world yet again. We needed that, Nick. Thank you for your service, sir. All right, let's actually discuss the tourney, which we have done our best to ignore on this show. So the Final Four is set. And if you're a Duke or Carolina fan, my God, do you have to be nervous going into this weekend?
I don't know about you. I'm scared.
I'm terrified.
I'm terrified just because, like, Coach K, everyone knows on this show. If you're a staunch listener of the show, you know.
Your favorite.
How much I despise Coach K.
That's right.
Coach K in particular, not so much Duke, because he is the reason why, 100%. And I know Brad over here.
Duke fan. Big Duke fan.
Loves Duke. And I feel like it's just writing the script perfectly for him to end on a nice note. They lost to UNC in the ACC championship. They had a tough time. No one counted them out, and they make this great run. They're playing great basketball.
Mm-hmm.
They could cut down the final net, and I'm terrified of that. And
terrified.
I do not want that to happen for Coach K. I hope he loses to UNC in epic fashion on a last-second buzzer beater. I want him to just drip down into fold into the creases of the gym and never be seen again.
I would love for the big white guy, I forgot his name, on UNC to go off for like 35, 40 points.
The guy that like looked like he took a massive mushroom trip.
Yes.
When he started in Oklahoma, and now you're here. Yes.
Yeah. I want that fella to go for like 45. So it's the white guy that brings down Duke.
Brady Manick?
Yes, thank you. But I would love for that fella to be the reason Coach K's career ends in shame and agony.
I mean, I'll just take anything at this point in time. I really just make sure it doesn't happen.
Yes.
That's all I'm hoping for.
Yes.
Now, Brad, I will give you time.
Yep.
We have to give you a little time because this is, as an outsider, a fantastic Final Four.
Yes.
A fantastic Final
Four. Blue bloods all across the board.
You got the richness of that Duke-UNC rivalry, which, again, as a fan, you can appreciate that rivalry. I hate Duke with another passion. Don't want him to be in this situation, but the fact that they've never faced in the tourney before, kind of cool. I hate that I find it cool, and I hate that it is must-see TV, but it's going to be must-see TV. So,
yeah. And they've only been in the Final Four once before, and they were on opposite sides of the brackets, of course, in 91. UNC lost to, I believe it was Georgetown, and Duke beat Kentucky, or Kansas in that one. I believe.
Gotcha.
So that was the only other time that they were in the Final Four together. So this is going to be an interesting matchup. I mean, they've always been on the opposite side of the bracket. I am beyond nervous on how they play, but also at the same time, that Duke program, you get them three times in a season. Yeah, I know. Duke usually plays pretty well in the tournament after they've gotten past the first two rounds. If they're playing a 15 seed, that's when I get worried. That's when I get really worried.
And their name is Lehigh.
Yep.
UNC had the biggest win of their history this year when they beat Coach K at home to send him out on his final home game. And now here they are having to prevent him from winning or going to a championship in his last
year. It could all be for naught. That win in Duke, where are they at? Durham? In Durham?
In Durham.
Is could be all for naught, which, again, a glorious moment in sports. We reveled over that time.
We sure did.
We loved it.
But it means less. It means less.
If they win the national championship, that's the perfect way for him to go out. Storybook ending, the way it comes, he passes John Wooden as the winningest coach all time in most Final Four appearances. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Hate the fact that we're living in this world right now. And I would sacrifice lambs to make sure that this didn't happen. You know, I'd be willing to do that, yes.
Well, he won't be the most winningest coach
most Final Four appearances.
Yes, most Final Four appearances, yes. But he won't have the most championships. Wooden has 10.
But still, the Final Four, especially in the era that he's done it in, is pretty significant.
It's impressive. But at the same time, look at what they did in Raleigh. They beat North Carolina by 20. The only reason I think that it was so close is how much tension and how much energy was banking on that game in Duke. Durham, that was a huge, huge pressure on Duke, and they fell under it. I think now that game's over, it's going to be it's going to be exactly like it was in Raleigh.
Why would you assume there'd be less pressure when this is to go to the championship game?
This is the last regular season game in Durham for Coach K.
And it's Coach K making it the Coach K show, and he always loves to do that. What do you mean he doesn't love it? He loves it. He loves making it the Coach K show.
But
if you could name the tournament that Coach K presents the NCAA tournament, he'd love it. He wants that for sure.
No, but vocally,
the Final Coach
he does
K,
it.
That's what he wants the new Final Four to be called, the Final Coach K's.
Vocally, he doesn't like Vocally, he does not like that, though. He's always been, it's my players, my players, play, my players, my team. But yes, on the...
You know, that's a classic way of denying it.
I don't agree.
You say it, though. You say it. Keep saying it. I'm going to go on a year-long tour where all of you are going to bow down and give me this giant little sucking of how much you love me. And I'm not going to say like my the greatest. You say it, though. I won't say it, but I'm going to make a big tour about it. I'm going to announce a year in advance before I leave, which no coach has ever done. I'm sorry. No, I don't buy it. No,
well, no coach has ever been this great. In recent history.
No.
Does Coach K put away the black shoe polish after he retires?
Oh, yeah.
And let that hair gray?
I don't think so.
I feel like he wouldn't either because he's just that into himself.
Okay.
He can't look. He loves looking at himself in pristine fashion and being written about in pristine fashion. Yeah. So whenever he hears anybody talking ill of him, he's like, no, bring it down. He doesn't want it. Oh, you're going to try to wreck my leg? Never. Never. I'm Coach K.
Yes. I got to say, the one thing that's going to suck about this weekend is I have to go down to Fresno for my sister's penning ceremony for her graduate school, and we're going to be out to dinner while that game's going on, so that game's going to be on my phone while I'm out to dinner with all the rest of the family with no TV in sight. It's going to be a difficult one. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one watching this game. Well, celebrating my sister is going to be different.
Because I want you to witness his demise.
Yeah, I do too.
I want you to be there. I want to like.
I want to witness this victory so I can come back on Monday.
I'm so scared.
Me too.
I'm terrified.
I'm
so scared right now.
Absolutely terrified.
Duke is going to win by 10-15.
Okay, see, now I've
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's why I say it's going to be.
I feel that too.
It's going to be like Raleigh. We're going to win. Yeah. It's not even going to be a close one.
It is, and that's what I said. That's why I just.
And when they win the championship, they're going to ride a 30-for-30 on it or a full-on series.
I hope Villanova takes it. I think Villanova can take it.
You know, Jay Wright has more championships since 2016 than Kansas, UNC, and Duke combined?
Really?
The dude's been on a tear. They have three, right?
Two.
Okay. Two. Either way. They've had a great team. They have a solid team this year. I think my best hope is in Villanova. I mean, even Kansas. You know, that's a classic
Yeah,
I would rather take Kansas just because of the history of that school. most like more history.
I'm just glad that we got all these underdogs out of there. I'm sorry, I'm not one for an underdog because I've never viewed myself as an underdog. I have more self-esteem than that. Every time I walk in a room, I view myself as a 6.5-point favorite. So I do not relate to the underdogs.
Are you talking about in the Final Four? Are you talking about in general? Like, you don't like him more in the Sweet 16?
No, that's fine.
Okay, I'll say
but get him out of there when we get to the Final Four. Right, I don't need him.
I
don't need a
that.
George Mason. Yeah. I don't need a St. Peter's. I don't need any of those teams. Get him out the paint. I want blue bloods.
Give me a I mean, I'll take a good five. I'll take a solid five seed, you know?
Sure.
You know, but you got to be like a Houston. I wouldn't be fine if Houston made it. They're a quality team.
Yeah.
But still, I didn't want St. Petersburg. Right. As much as that would be cool to see them take down the Duke, I would love to see that.
Yeah, and Houston at least has history.
They were going to take
down. Slamajama, they have pro prospects. I don't need to see St. Peter's. And yesterday, when they were playing UNC, told me all I needed about that. I was like, all right, cool. Let's get it. It was a nice story.
Yeah.
But now it's time for the big boys to play. So let's get them out of the paint and let's get the real tournament started.
Here
Is
we
that
go.
Fair?
Yeah. No,
all right.
Right there with you. So, I mean, Brad's going to come in here so cocky next
week. Oh, God. Also phrasing.
I'm going to come in with my Duke sweatshirt and I'm going to love every. I don't care if it's 100 degrees out. I'm going to come in with that sweatshirt, Duke hat and all.
I mean, yeah.
I hope they don't win.
Oh, man. It's happening.
So the championship game will be Monday, correct?
I'm going to try to jinx them right now by saying they're going to win.
Is it Monday?
It would be Monday.
It would be Monday, yes.
All right.
So I'm going to be up late on Monday night.
So
it'd be great.
If Duke is playing that night, we are obviously all going somewhere to drink and watch that game.
Yep.
And hopefully watch Brad's tears.
I'll
replenish
drink those tears. Yeah,
Derek's soul.
Okay? Yeah, I need to revitalize myself. Okay.
If you forgot, Derek, his sustenance is fans' tears.
Love him.
And particularly Brad's or anyone in this room, when we're down, Derek is here to slurp up our tears.
I gotta say, next Tuesday is going to be a difficult one for me if we win. I'm going to be struggling at work. Absolutely struggling.
Do you want us to feel pity for you right now?
Like, no, it's more for the person that's listening right now that has to deal with me
okay.
on
okay,
work.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough. It was meant for one person. Yes, I know.
Let's keep it moving.
Please don't let it
Let's happen. Reset the show, everybody.
North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, God. We cannot have Duke on that.
It's going to happen.
I know it. I feel it, too.
I feel it.
I can't wait. Because I'm wrong. Let's go.
I mean, Rudy, the classic, goes the money. I cannot, never fail him. The guy is as honest as a guy as you get. He'll never waver from the money.
You got to stay true to the money.
100%.
Don't nothing move but the money.
Nope.
Always. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Right here on FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We once again want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we got going on around here. We also want to thank our underwriters, the Chico Hearing Aid Center. Celebrating over 70 years, changing lives through better hearing. Improved hearing can help loved ones participate in more activities, become more involved, and improve their quality of life. To schedule a complimentary hearing evaluation, call Chico Hearing Aid Centers at 342-8132. So thank you to Baker's Birkenstock, thank you to Chico Hearing Aid Center, and thank you, our listeners, for rocking with us. Make sure you go check us out on Instagram, TBP, not a game, TBP, not a game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. You can check us out. We're live right now. Get a little sneak peek behind the curtain on what we're doing live. All right. With that said, we don't have a foreign correspondent this week. We're going to jump straight in to the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. So, we're going to start off with the try-hard of the week right now. We're looking at you, Mr. Chad Kempel. Chad Kempel ran the Oakland Half Marathon this past weekend. And he did it while pushing his quintuplets. That's right. She pushed out five at once. Actually, they pulled out five. Usually, after when you have two or more in there, usually cesarean section is the option, and they just pull them out.
Wait, so she ran?
Wow. He did. He did.
Oh.
She birthed them. He pushed them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So Chad Campbell set the Guinness World Record by running this half marathon. 2 hours and 19 minutes. There are people who do marathons in that time, so, you know, step it up, my dude. Like, come on. You know? Like, pathetic. All right, guys are double the length. And he's just like, what are you, slacking? Dude, come on. They're on wheels, okay?
Look at me, Louie.
Right? I mean, dude, like five kids pushing and being like, what are you trying to flaunt? You got five. The people who can't even get one kid, all right? Like, come on. You got five at one time? That's got to be rough, though. Five at one time? Oof. Like, what if they're like, we only want one kid? Nope. Five. Yep. So it's 5 4-year-old kids he was pushing along, and they're doing what kids do, telling them, egging them on, telling them to run faster. That's got to kind of give you a little bit of motivation, I feel, as a dad. You're pushing him, like, run faster, dad, because you always want to impress your kids, right? And you got five of them. Some despair, you know? It's always nice. Dude's got a starting five and a bench, okay? So that's what you need, all right? You got a seven-man rotation going on. And, you know, who are you going to start? Who are you going to bench? I want to find out from that dad right now, okay? Like, your wife, I'm hoping, is starting, right? Like, you and her are obviously starting. Like, what other two or three are coming with you on the court? You know, that's what I know. Well, Chad, 13.1 miles, 2 hours and 19 minutes, again, world record for pushing five kids at once. He's only granted the only one who ever done it, because, I mean, how many people are pushing? There are five kids, because they're not tryhards.
So, honey, we're not missing this. Reason. We're gonna do it.
I mean, I'd be more impressed if you had five different age kids, because then the weight would probably be a little significantly different. Because these are five evenly dispersed kids, I'd feel, you know? Nice. Right? I feel like if you'd be like a 13-year-old to like a 1-year-old in there, and you push those all, that would be a little more impressive, okay? We'll spread them out, okay? Spread the love. Just to confirm, Martin Lawrence would be the king of the Martins out there. I did a list, and there's no other Martin kicking Martin Lawrence's ass, okay?
Appreciate the clarification, sir.
Of course, y'all. Y'all wanted to know it. I gave it to you. All right. Last news story of the day for you. We're going international. I love my international news stories because there's always so much crazier. I mean, crazy stuff happens in the world, no doubt. Looking at you, Florida. But, like, the world has oysters all across, and they're glorious. And right now, we're heading over to Italy. And right now, I really want to go to Italy because in St. Mark's Square at the Monaco and Grand Canal Hotel, if you're sitting outside on the patio enjoying a nice little Aperol spritzer, a little Pellegrino and some cheese and some baguettes. Well, you don't have baguettes in Italy. What are they? Little antipasta. A little gabagool, okay?
Gabagutto.
Prosciutto. Oh, excuse me. Apologize for that. But either way, they're handing out water pistols to their patrons to fend off the overzealous seagulls that are trying to take your food from you. Oh. That is right. And I'm all for it. I feel like they should give you actual weapons to actually kill these seagulls because, you know, water doesn't do it, okay?
Actual BB gun or something?
Dude. There we go. A little pellet gun or something right now. Make them remember it, you know?
I'm never
by ending
there.
Them for life, okay?
A little bit of water isn't going to hurt them that much.
Right? I feel like airsoft, not the metal bullets.
All right, fine. A little rubber bullets action, okay? All right, just give me something out. Paintballs. That way we know if you come back again, now you're dead. One mark.
Yep.
You'll get away with it. Two marks, head off, okay? We're eating you for dinner. Actually, seagull's probably disgusting. I feel like that's a vile animal, right?
So
no, you're
gnarly.
Just, you know, we don't even give you the dogs, okay? We're just going to waste you. All right, so these large, like I said, seagulls are actually rather aggressive. Apparently, they've been known to take large portions of food off people's plates, such as steaks, lobsters.
Savages.
I'm out. Like, you take. I'm killing you. You come after my steak. 100%. Like, ooh.
Steak and lobster.
No,
$100.
Come on, man, right there. So, careful out there. If y'all actually go to the Grand Hotel, get yourself a little water pistol and have at those seagulls. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
But at the same time, bring your own weapons.
Bring your own. I would say strap. Come strapped.
Come strapped.
Okay, you know, like Tupac would have. Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right. And make these seagulls retreat back like Jada Pinkett Smith's hairline.
Yeah!
All right, that's the news, y'all.
Very good, sir. Thank
right.
you.
Oh, man.
As you know, around here, we feed off hate, and so we're bringing it back, a brief player haters ball.
The player haters ball. Oh man, hey.
Why you wanna play hate on me?
That's right. Player Haters Ball presented by Rough and Ready this week. So, of the many wonderful things that are happening in our world now that it seems like there's some light at the end of this COVID-19 tunnel, salad bars are back.
Mm.
There we go.
They're back. They are thriving. And I don't know about you guys out there, but I am very fond of a salad bar.
Always.
Yes.
And one salad bar in particular is one of the best in the world, and that is a local Round Table salad bar.
Yep.
However, I must say that we have had to elevate a Grinds My Gears into a full-fledged Player Haters Ball because I am sick and tired of eating a salad on a plate. Put it in a bowl. If you order a salad to go, it doesn't come on a plate with tin foil. It comes in a nice plastic bowl-shaped figure, right? Where you can, when you're eating a salad, you have to push leaves and garbanzo beans and carrots and cheese around to get a bite. And I can't push it to the edge and get a grip if there's no edge. And so for the love of God, all I'm asking is if you're gonna give me a salad, give it to me in a bowl.
I agree.
It's called a salad bowl.
No. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a salad plate?
Maybe.
Yes, I have.
Have you purchased a salad plate? Have you gone in looking for a salad bowl and you're like, you know what? These salad plates are awesome.
I don't really go to restaurants trying to do rabbit food. So,
Well, watch your mouth. Salad is a great way to introduce yourself to the meal you're about to have. Okay, yep. That's why you have it. It's a refreshing course to kind of alleviate the disgustingness that's on your tongue before you divulge into the deliciousness that is that steak and or seafood you're probably going to have. It's so watch your mouth when you talk about salads, please.
Palate cleanser, okay? My friend.
Is it really, though?
And you put some ranch on there and then it becomes unhealthy. It's
blue
perfect.
Cheese.
It's like,
oh God.
That's why. He has blue cheese on his. Okay, you can't even take
no
it.
No wonder you
right
hate
now.
Salads.
People, if you're a salad, honk if you're with me. Salads are a fantastic starter to any meal. I'm right, you know?
I agree.
I'm an appetizer salad and then my meal type of guy.
You are?
Because I'm a fat ass.
Maybe someone else's meal.
I bet you. Yeah. Hey, leftovers?
None.
Yeah. It's mine now, and then I regret it later.
That's right.
Yeah. Gotta throw it up, you know? Bulimia. Enjoy it now, throw it up later.
Sorry, guys. I need to go home.
Wow. It honestly sounds like the best of both worlds.
Right?
Yeah. You're not missing anything. Yeah.
You're eating and losing weight.
I feel like we probably shouldn't make light of bad eating disorders, but that's what we do here, okay?
Fair enough.
But you also get to try it twice.
It's not as good as coming back up. At least it's there.
Yeah.
Something to remind you of.
Well,
you know? Yeah.
It's like, I wonder what it tastes like.
Okay.
We'll find out later.
We tried.
Let's do the North State update.
Here we go.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the North State Update. Now with basketball finally finished. Well, we lost to Augusta if you were here last week. So, yeah. We lost. We lost the Elite Eight, so yeah, it's unfortunate. But baseball and softball season is still going on. So, here we go. Chico State baseball just finished up play on Sunday. Actually, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Against San Francisco State.
Did they?
I am.
Did they?
No, they did not. I was at the wrong. Anyways, we're going to go back. They even finished up play against Cal State San Marcos. They beat the tar out of them in the first three games, 18-4, 11-3, and 10-6. But unfortunately lost 1-2 on Sunday. Next up, they'll be playing, and I know for a fact, they'll be playing Cal State LA this upcoming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Are those home games?
In L.A.
Oh.
In L.A. So.
Question answered.
No! They're overall 22-6 and 15-4 in conference. Now going over to softball. They played against Cal State Dominguez Hills. That is right. And they split. They lost the first game 2-5, won the next two 2-0 and 1-0, and then lost in 14 innings 6-5. They'll be heading to the Tournament of Champions. They'll be playing against Azusa Pacific, Dominican, and Chaminade before coming back April 8th against Cal State East Bay. And currently, they are in second. Chico State Wildcats softball is in second place, well behind the leader, Cal State San Marcos. They are 22-2 in conference. Chico State 16-8 in conference. And that is your North State update.
Shout out to the
Chico State Wildcat softball ladies. And baseball are doing amazing.
What is our next men's baseball or softball home game?
Yeah.
Well, the next home game for softball is going to be April 8th against Cal State East Bay.
Okay.
Now for the men, it's going to be.
That's opening day for baseball, ain't it?
Yeah, that is, and then it's also April 8th against Cal State Dominguez Hills. Now, here's the fun part when they have a home game for Chico State baseball and softball at the same time. If you sit up on the first base side on the very top, you can watch both softball and baseball at the same time. It's a great, great experience.
Look at that life hack.
Yeah. Life hack.
Little North State update with a life hack.
We might have to participate in that little life hack.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree.
Check out these,
that's on Friday?
That's on Friday at 6 p.m. And then you have a doubleheader Saturday. So you can get four games for the price of one.
Amen to that.
So
and if you're a Chico State student, for the price of none.
Yeah. And if you have your college ID, still price of none.
They don't have to know that you're still a Chico State student then. They don't tell you the years on you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the great part about it.
I don't even have mine. It's just somebody else's I found. I lost mine. It's just like, hey.
Just a little wave of the
This is me when I was my freshman year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've been here for 14 years.
14. I'm damn near, Van Wilder, you call me, okay? Yeah.
Eighth year senior.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
All right. If you got it, then spin it because you can't take it with you. Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy. It's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
All right, guys. If you want to make some money, this is the week to do it. If you don't have money, take out a loan because you know what? It's going to be worth it.
My man.
Rolling with
Let's
it.
Let's go. Here we
go.
Go
with on the line.
We got Duke -4. Yes, Duke -4, and they're going to roll. I got Kansas -4.5. They're going to roll, too. And then we're going to shoot into Saturday. We're going to go in the EPL. Soccer is back.
Yeah.
I got Liverpool over Watford.
Easy.
Easy one. Man City over Burnley. Another easy win.
Easy win.
One more, Chelsea against Brentford.
Easy
Let's
win.
Go.
Wow.
Let's do it.
I might parlay.
I think I'm going to jump on a parlay.
I might parlay that one.
This is the week to do it. Let's get this money.
I like it.
I think I'm going to parlay. I'm going to parlay that
Let's
one
go.
With you, man. That EPL one.
Yeah,
does,
let's jump in on that.
Yeah,
I'm in on that.
Tell, this is the week.
That's a one
get
right
a
there.
Get a loan out if you don't have money. Ask your mom for money. Ask your girl for money. Let's go.
She owes it to you, okay? You know, all those times that you do things for her? Never, but still. What you could have been doing. I could have been out there with other people, but I'm not. That deserves money, right?
A payment plan for being faithful.
Oh, you didn't pay this month. All right. You never know what's going to happen now.
Yeah. Guess I got to put it in their money.
Yeah, that's smart.
I have a fiance. Yeah. I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's move on over while we're staying with football and do a little foot and mouth.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot in mouth.
Yo, if you got an Italian sandwich, eat that!
What? What?
Again?
Oh my goodness!
Oh,
again?
Man.
2 years, 2 World Cups in a row, no Italy.
Unreal.
There's going to be no pizza at the World Cup now, guys. None.
Thank you.
No meatballs, all right?
No pasta pomodoro.
No prosciutto. None.
No caragol.
Gone, okay?
It's out of here. Oh.
No Italians at the World Cup. Why? Thank you, North Macedonia.
Wait, who?
North Macedonia.
That's insane, man.
they're bringing back, they're channeling that Alexander the Great mentality right there, you know, and be like, yo, we once conquered the known world, and we're conquering you, Italy. And that's what they did. In a late stoppage time winner, 1-0, give them, to knock Italy out of the World Cup. Now, I'm always under the impression that we go to the World Cup, I want the best teams there. This Italy team, you think should be there. But they're not that good right now. No. They really aren't.
They were.
They were.
A year ago.
They had a nice squad, but they don't really truly have a truly attacking forward out there. True number nine that you can rely on to get the goal into the back of the net.
That is true.
And they don't quite have the quality you need in other spots to be a true contender. And it clearly showed when you lose 1-0 to North Macedonia. And you can't get anything into the back of the net there. That's pathetic. That is pathetic. That being said, there are still major spots up there for grabs. As Portugal is still yet to clinch their spot, and they are going to be trying to do so. They are playing, is it tomorrow? They're playing, I want to say tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
To make sure that they can secure their spot in the World Cup. We want to see Ronaldo in there.
Yeah.
You want to see Ronaldo. Yeah. And that team is still good. Portugal has a quality squad. They should be involved in that one. But keeping it on the home front right now.
Oh, they're playing North
Macedonia. Yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah, there we go. All right.
Yeah. Tomorrow at 11:45 a.m.
There you go. If you want to see Portugal, make sure they secure their spot and show Italy how it's done. That's how you watch that game.
I could see a Ronaldo hat trick tomorrow. I could see him ball out.
Dude, he could for sure. He wants to be in there. The way his team is performing in Manchester United, he needs to do something to really solidify his name into that spot. Now, back to said, onto the home front right now because the international stage is calling the USA. And the USA, they're answering. They haven't answered yet. They thought they completely answered. They had a 5-1 demolishing of Panama this past weekend. And a 0-0 draw against Mexico in Estadio Azteca. Want to go to that stadium one of these days. That would be epic right there. USA versus Mexico match, that would be classic. Awesome. That would be awesome to go. Because that is, that rivalry, we hate each other.
Yeah, man. Ever since.
Yeah, there is. Forever. Yeah. Yes. I mean,
it gets worse every
USA,
time.
Don't come in here. Mexico's like, we're better than you at soccer still. And we still want to go to your country. But no, we don't. We're better than you. We still are back. Yeah, it's great. It's loving. And unfortunately for Mexican fans, the USA is better.
At the time,
they are the better squad. They got the talent. And they showed it again last weekend against Panama with a hat-trick from Christian Pulisic. That guy's, they got a team.
Dude.
They got a team that could make, they should make the knockout stages in the World Cup. Now, granted, like I said, they have not secured their spot yet.
Yep.
They still need to defeat Costa Rica.
Or lose by four.
Now, they put themselves in a pretty tough spot because they held up a banner after that Panama game saying they had clinched themselves a spot in the World Cup.
Oh, did they really?
They did.
Oh, wow.
You haven't yet, though.
There it goes.
Four goals to Costa Rica, I feel, is unheard of. I can't see that happening for this USA team. Granted, you didn't think they're going to lose 2-0 to Guatemala? Who did lose to?
I can't remember.
Honduras?
It was Honduras or Trinidad and Tobago.
I'll look it up.
It was Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. Or Jamaica.
It wasn't Jamaica.
It might have been Trinidad and Tobago. Either way, a team that we should have not lost to.
Yeah.
But USA, Costa Rica, you shouldn't lose to four goals. You shouldn't be that bad.
No. At home, too.
At home.
I think they're playing in San Jose.
Okay. See, you're going to have a very rowdy crowd there, especially to be able to clinch a spot into the World Cup.
It has to happen.
It probably will. The
U.S. Soccer Federation is going to get crumbled.
They should just put the women in there for the men.
Thank you. If you want to get paid more, there you go. There you go.
Have the chance to play against the top dogs out there, okay?
I'm not saying anything. Leaving that one alone.
So that being said, international play. We always sometimes like to get a little crazy and a little sad that clubs end. But good thing is, club soccer is back this week, though.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord, because we need this right now.
2 weeks is too long.
It's a long time. It is a long time to not. But I've had my racing on, so it's suffice for me a little. Yeah. But it's back. Like you said, I'm jumping on that Rudy parlay pick of Liverpool against Watford, Chelsea against Brentford, and Man City at Burnley. That's going to be a good one right there. But probably, let's see, game of the week is going to be, nothing's really stopping out right there. Either way, club soccer's back.
It's back.
It's back, baby.
It's good.
Thank
God. It's beautiful. It's gonna be great and Italy's finish. On the World Cup.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Again. No pasta. Again. No rigatoni. Okay? No Tony Soprano.
No
all Papa right?
Dallas.
No Paulies. No Michaels. No Marias. Jesus. None of them.
No Stellas.
No Stellas. They're gone. So is Italy.
No Lucas. No no Federica. I mean, we
right?
can all
call them. All right? I want all. No Marios. No Luigi's.
Shout out
no
to
Orioles.
Shout out to all my friends in Italy. I tagged every single person that I know in Italy, which is about 8 or 9. They're all family members of Will.
I was going to say, wait, how mad is Will right now?
Yeah. I'm sure he's pretty ticked off.
Yeah. No, he definitely is. Yeah. I for sure, when it happened, I was like, WTF, mate. Like, yo, what's going on, my man? Like, it's for Italy, this is a crying shame. They have been the powerhouse in football. Since it's one of inceptions,
yeah.
All right, they are some of the more true champions of it that England like to claim. They're more champions of football than England ever likes to claim to be.
Yep.
England that lost to you in the World Cup looks in the Euros looks awful now. Looks awful. They should have won that one.
They should have.
Either way, but Italy's on the World Cup.
Bye bye.
England, you're welcome. You might have a chance to win it now.
Yeah.
That's foot and mouth, y'all.
Thank you, sir. If you're watching on our Instagram feed, TBP, not a game, which you should be, you would have just seen me throw my hands up in the air as I witnessed NC State women hit a three-pointer with 0.3 seconds left on the clock to go into double OT right now with the UConn women. That's currently going on, so make sure you go check that out. After the show, of course.
Yeah, don't tune in.
We
now.
Have you three wait. And a half minutes left to show, so watch this. You ready for this? We're going to get to everything today. NFL offseason moves. Tyreek Hill and Raheem Morris start with the Dolphins are going to be the fastest offense in the history of the NFL. Those two players have clocked the fastest time on field speed this past year. Devontae Adams went to Vegas. What? Brady to Miami. What? Maybe. We'll see. Nah. We don't know. We'll find out.
They're too fast for him.
Jimmy Garoppolo staying with the Niners. Why?
God, I hate him.
AJ Brown on the move?
Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
And
what else?
The Rams. Did they change NFL free agency?
Find out next week.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. F1 update. Let's do it.
Formula One, a sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Gary Kusumaki.
Zoom, baby. We are back 2 weeks in a row. Racing is delicious, y'all. And it's so great to see that this sport as taking off as it is. It's nice to be able to have conversations with people at bars about Formula One now. It's kind of crazy. Never been able to do it before.
Yeah.
I was always a solo one. Now, there's people out there all talking about it and complaining about how we all think Max Verstappen is a whiny little miatch. By the way, he still won. The guy is still great. The guy is fast. Red Bull, they got a quick car out there. But Mercedes, they got something brewing. Something really brewing. They have a fancy little wing out there. A wing that's a little bit different. Made them a real quick around that first sector of the Jeddah circuit in Saudi Arabia. They were lightning quick in that first sector. Lightning quick. And that gave Charles Leclerc the opportunity he needed to maintain his lead on that Grand Prix. But I digress. I need to start out from the beginning. Why? Because the Mexican Minister of Defense started out on pole. Checo had his time, leading the Grand Prix all the way through, had a brilliant run, was unfazed by the Ferraris behind him. And then what did they do? He takes a pit.
God, man.
A pit that might have been bluffed by Ferrari as they brought their team out there
their
to change tires.
In the pit lane.
But they bluffed him. Checo came in, Ferrari stayed out. What happened after that was disastrous for Red Bull.
Yep.
As, once again, we got to thank Latifi, who did it last year for Red Bull, who gave him the win. He kills the win from Checo this year as he crashes, brings out a safety car, and gives everyone a free pit to give Charles Leclerc the lead in the F1 in the Grand Prix and put Checo into fourth. What he should have maintained the lead of that Grand Prix. It was just taken away from him in a very untimely crash. Tough one out there.
Horrible luck.
Very much so.
Damn it.
But the worst luck out there, Mercedes right now. They're looking trash. Looking super trash. Horrible. Why? Lewis Hamilton started 16th! What? 16th!
City's looking good, man.
They need to figure out their power unit right now. They have zero power right now. They don't know what they're doing. But the worst part is George Russell beating Lewis Hamilton right now. Significantly. George Russell finishing fifth in that Grand Prix. See, winner. Yeah. Max Verstappen taking it in. Once again, it was a classic ending to that race as it comes down to pretty much the last few laps in that DRS zone. Who wants to take it? In the DRS zone, that is your drag reduction sector, mm-hmm. where you are able to open up your back flap and give yourself about 10 to 15 to 20 or so kilometer per hours more. Yeah.